Morning Glory America, bonjour, hi Canada, Hugh Hewitt. Next hour, Shakespeare. It's Friday. We always do things differently. On the Hillsdale Dialogue coming up, we will conclude the great series with Dean Stephen Smith, president of Hillsdale, Larry Arn, Dr. Larry Arn, on the history cycle with Henry VIII. But I need to digress here for a few moments. This is not a sports talk show, although I always tell people it's 80% politics and public policy, 10% the popular culture, 5% Dwayne, and 5% the Cleveland Browns, Guardians, Cavaliers, and the Ohio State Buckeyes. And this is that 5%, but it's actually more. First, the Me Too movement was about the sexual exploitation of women at the hands of people who have superior power without accountability. It's not over. It continues to unravel. It continues to bring forth predators, and we continue to be assaulted by people who lack a moral compass. Number two, we don't know the facts about Deshaun Watson, the benched Houston quarterback, who is accused by 23 women, 22 of whom in civil papers, of assaulting them or obliging them to engage in intimate acts, having been summoned to his hotels and maybe home, I'm not sure, across three different states, for the purposes of, quote, massage, when in fact he turns them into intimate encounters. And I'm trying to take into account that there are people on the way to school with kids in the car, so I'm just not going to get more graphic. But it is clear he has a problem, a big problem. And it's also clear that he's indifferent to the women who are in the sex business who come to his room and whom he importunes for, quote, favors, close quote. He's going to be suspended by the league, and he should be. And it might be a lifetime ban. Maybe Roger Goodell. You know, Roger Goodell is the dumbest guy other than Rob Manfred to ever run a sports league. So who knows? He might give him a Super Bowl ring because it just never makes any sense. But by any ordinary organization standard, Deshaun Watson would be fired. If any member of your organization today, if anyone at Salem, if anyone on this program's production, anybody at any organization I've ever worked with, any law firm, turned out to have engaged at least 22 women for the purposes of gratification and then to be accused of molesting them and importuning them and assaulting them and doing various disgusting things, they'd be gone. You would fire them and you would be right to do so. This is not a secret. This is after Harvey Weinstein is in jail. This is after all this. So here's the setup. Baker Mayfield is a highly charismatic and very, very combustible quarterback. And I love him. But this has got nothing to do with Baker. I love him. I wish he was going to stay in Cleveland for the next 25 years. I think the way he played in the second half of two seasons ago in the 2020 season was remarkable. We beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. And I am a Browns fans fan. There are a few who might have more cred than I do when it comes to being a fan, but I don't know. I've been going to games since 1965. I've had the season ticket since they came back in 1999. My dad had them from 65 until they got torn away by the man who must not be named. Let me tell you all about Leroy Kelly versus Ernie Green. All right, I can give you a Gene Hickerson versus Wyatt Teller comparison if you want. We can go back to the idea of drafting Tom Darden and Jabril Peppers, but skipping over Ohio State players year after year. We can do all that. It doesn't matter. If you don't believe me, don't believe me. I know my Browns. I love my Browns. And I'm stupid about sports because sports are entertaining. The Guardians, led by Terry Francona, are going to have a great year. The Browns, I loved them. I watch it with my boys. I watch it with my friends. The Cavaliers are exciting. Sports are a diversion, and they entertain, and they release endorphins, and they're healthy. Cleveland got a new owner a few years ago, Jimmy and Dee Haslam. And I think they're smart people. They have great media savvy. Bill Haslam, his brother, was a great governor of Tennessee. I think they're good people. But they really, really want to win. And they built themselves, finally, a good organization. Andrew Berry was probably the smartest, the equal of any of the GMs in the league. Paul DePodesta, who revolutionized baseball, is doing the same for football. Kevin Stefanski is a fine head coach. He reminds me of Bud Grant. He's got the way. He's got the approach, the professionalism. And they got this high-strung, highly talented, very charismatic quarterback in Baker Mayfield who plays through injury and is tougher than heck. Brett Favre, tough. So they decide, you know, we're going to be open to upgrading a quarterback. That's great. Check out, call anyone you want. See if something happened. If it was about moving on from Baker Mayfield, because they've concluded he's not the NFL player they thought he was, even though I disagree with that, I'd understand that. That's a football decision. If they had gone out and gotten Jimmy Garoppolo, who plays for the 49ers, if they had gone out to get Mitch Trubisky, who's now signed with the Steelers, going to be better than anyone we have next year because Baker Mayfield wants to be traded. If they had decided to go for broke, maybe they'll end up with Matt Ryan. They could salvage something from this. But somebody made a new Coke decision. And if you know what the new Coke decision is, then you don't know about when Coca-Cola decided to replace Coca-Cola with new Coke. The worst corporate decision in marketing in my lifetime. So what the Browns did, without apparently talking to anyone who actually knows anything about the Me Too movement, or who apparently any polling of the fan base, because the polling that's been done by Cleveland.com, by the Browns Talk podcasters, and then we got great writers. You got Akron Zach Jackson over at The Athletic, but more importantly, at Cleveland Plain Dealer, you've got Terry Pluto, who you've heard on the show a lot. You've heard Doug Lay-Maurice, who you've heard on the show, Mary Kay Cabot. You've got Scott. You've got Dan. You've got the new writer. Is it Aaron? I can't remember the new writer's name. You've got great writers and a fantastic fan base. They apparently didn't say to anyone, does it matter to you that Deshaun Watson has got a hole in his soul the size of the Grand Canyon? Something is wrong there. It's not normal behavior. I know young men are full of testosterone and are looking for young women. I know that. But you don't rent them. That, it's just so disgusting. It's so morally bankrupt. And when the organization says, we've done our due diligence, I don't believe them. I don't believe them. You can't. You don't know. You cannot possibly do your due diligence in this situation. All you can do is interview him and the lawyer representing the women, and they're not going to talk to you. All you're going to see are the lawsuits. We're not going to know for years what happened. And they throw that to the wind, and they just don't care about, and this is the point of this monologue, standards matter. There is still a Judeo-Christian moral ethic in America that says, intuitively or expressly, it is not good to invite 23 minimum women to your hotel room for the purposes of paying them for sex. That's a bad thing. That is immoral behavior. That is not something we hold up to the 7-year-olds and the 8-year-olds and the 9-year-olds and the 10-year-olds. And I saw this, by the way, thinking, I've completely turned my boys into Browns fans, a curse upon me. And I'm now thinking about my 7-year-old grandson. What if they had gotten Deshaun Watson? What would I say to him? Honest to goodness, dude, what were they thinking? And here's what it goes to. Here's the point. Your organization is not impervious to stupidity, no matter how smart you think it is. Facebook buying all those election boxes. They had no idea what that would look like to the center right of America. Twitter banning the New York Post. They didn't ask anybody. They all have their silos. Now, I have been on the air for 31 years. And yeah, I have bumps and scrapes along the way, made mistakes, admit them. Fake allegation thrown at me, doesn't matter. Never accused of any impropriety, and that's good. But I'll tell you what, I'd still want someone to, if I was going to make a big change in the show, if we were going to do anything differently, I would call the leadership at Salem. I would talk to Dwayne at great length. I would then talk to the audience. I'd find a way to talk to listeners. The Hillsdale Dialogue is a very controversial thing in radio. No one thought it would work. It's got a cult following. Had to persuade Larry and Penny was really the person who advocated and greenlit it. So we have 425 episodes of it now, and it's much beloved. Sometimes you take risks in broadcasting. Another risk in broadcasting. Leader McConnell is the best Republican leader of either branch of Congress in my lifetime. I know the far right wing hates McConnell because they have magical powers and unicorns live in their garages and they fly over the fact that it's a 60-vote Senate, a bicameral legislature, and the Republicans have never had more than 60 votes. They just ignore. McConnell's a genius. So I say things what I believe. If you force me to choose between Trump and Hillary, I'm going to choose Trump every time. If you force me to choose between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, I'm choosing Donald Trump. These are just obvious things, but you can check yourself. What you don't need to do is blow your foot off by refusing to consult with people outside of your own silo. And as Doug Lay-Maurice said in a podcast last night, what were the opportunity costs of this recruitment gone bad? They're enormous. It's a Harvard Business School case study in stupidity. And I like the Haslams, Paul DeBodesta, Andrew Berry, and Kevin Stefanski. But you know what? You need to come out with a mea culpa to the people of Cleveland, because you screwed up momentum, you screwed up everything. And I don't know why you did it. We wanted to make our football team better. We wanted to improve at every position. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Morality matters, and that conduct is unacceptable. It certainly is in the Ohio I grew up in, and I think it is across the country, at least with half the United States, probably 80%. 1-800-520-1234. More when we come back to the Do It Show.